Today on the podcast, we're talking about the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. Hannah Bradburn, she is from the Park Services Department. She's their comms director. She'll be on to tell us about all of the new things happening in the park this year and some tips to make sure that your experience at the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore is the best one yet. And as I said, our guest today from the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, Hannah Bradburn. First of all, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful morning here in Munising. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. Can't complain.
And we obviously talk about all of the amazing stuff going up there, but you are probably being introduced to a whole bunch of people for the first time. So talk a little bit about how you ended up, not necessarily talking with me, but how did you end up where you are right now working with the Pictured Rock National Lakeshore?
So I went to college at the University of Michigan and I studied biology, and I just love, you know, the outdoors and animals and parks and that sort of thing. And I kind of got my start with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service right out of college. I went out to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I worked for them for a little bit, and it was amazing. And I started getting into communications and graphic design. And I grew up downstate in Michigan. And so when a job opened up at Pictured Rocks, I was like, hey, I know that place and it's beautiful. And, you know, spent summers there. So I applied and yeah, got the job. And now I do graphic design here, social media. And I also, you know, do public information as well.
So what is your day to day like? Like, if you're not talking with us, what would you be doing today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my day can kind of be so many different things. I really love to go out and take photos of the park and see how the park is changing, especially this time of year. You know, we've got the spring ephemeral wildflowers coming up. And something that brings me a lot of joy is keeping people informed on what's going on here at Pictured Rocks. You know, people sometimes visit here every year. Sometimes people visit here once in a lifetime and that sticks with them. And I like to keep people, you know, keep those memories coming with social media. So I might be doing that. I might be working on a graphic design project. I'm redoing all of the waysides in the park. So
oh, cool.
Those little signs, yeah, that you walk by on a trail and it tells you like, here's what's going on here. We're redoing a lot of those. They were redone in like the 90s. So it's time for a refresh. So might be doing that too.
And I think that's funny, Hannah, because a lot of people take that stuff, that wayfinding, for granted. Like someone has to design mm-hmm. that stuff, create that stuff, and then put it out in the park. So that's mm-hmm. that's fun that you're working on that. We are obviously here to talk about the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. Mm-hmm. And it's 2024. It's a new year. We're still, as I'm sure you guys are feeling, there's this renewed excitement in the UP in particular, as lots of people have discovered it in the last couple of years. But things are changing at the lakeshore. And so let's talk a little bit about what's new for 2024.
I guess to kind of give some context, Pictured Rocks was established in 1966, and we've always gotten a lot of visitors, you know, typically in the hundreds of thousands or so. And that really started to pick up in the 2010s and then skyrocketed during COVID. So in 2021, we hit 1 million visitors for the first time. And so that was unprecedented for this park. Like before that, we'd been getting, you know, 600, 700,000 visitors a year, but to get a million plus was more than what our park could handle facilities wise. So there was a lot of trails that were overrun. There were septic fields that blew out, which obviously nobody likes that.
Right.
Yeah. So we introduced a park entrance fee starting in 2022. And so now we kind of phased it in over the past couple of years. And now we're at our full entrance fee that we'll be rolling with. So it's $25 for 7 days, $45 to get a full year pass for Pictured Rocks. You can also get interagency passes that get you access to every national park in the country for $80. So all of that money goes towards helping our facilities cope with the amount of visitors that we're seeing now. So we've got new vault toilets, we've got new trails and boardwalks and new waysides and those sorts of interpretive exhibits too.
And so I know that some people have some confusion, obviously, when they're driving up to the National Lakeshore on how they paid this. It is super easy. What you guys have done is absolutely brilliant. But for those who haven't done it yet, can you walk them through? They show up in Munising. They want to see the Pictured Rocks. How do they get into the parks?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can purchase your entrance pass. If you want to do it before you even come up, you can buy it on recreation.gov, and we have that linked on our website, so you can do that online. You can also stop in to one of our visitor centers. We have one in Munising, or just outside of Munising, the Munising Falls Visitor Center. You can stop in there 9 to 5 and pick up a pass, talk to rangers, get some information there. We also have the Grand Sable Visitor Center just outside of Grand Marais. And there's also some third-party vendors within Grand Marais and Munising, Downwind Sports, Grand Marais Outfitters, South Bay Outfitters, and a couple other outfitters as well that will sell our entrance passes. So there's quite a few places you can go pick up a pass.
Hannah, you talked about all of the infrastructure that has come out of these funds. Obviously, when you get over 1 million people, you double your attendance. We start to think about the health and the ecology of the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. What sort of things are happening that the average person walking the trails is obviously not going to see, but you are doing to keep that place safe and thriving and able to be enjoyed for decades to come?
Yeah, absolutely. So when COVID hit and everyone got outside, because that was one of the few things you could do, it was great to have a lot of people experiencing their public land, sometimes for the first time. But unfortunately, a lot of social trails came of that. So people walking off trail, or kind of just trampling vegetation and that sort of thing. So we've done a few revegetation projects where we go back through and, for example, Miners Beach, we replanted a lot of beach grass there that had been kind of trampled over. And so we've been working on some of those projects as well. We also have natural resources folks that are surveying our inland lakes to make sure invasive species aren't invading. So something really special about Pictured Rocks is, you know, zebra mussels, kind of bad news for the Great Lakes. Pictured Rocks is relatively unscathed by zebra mussels right now, which is pretty unique. So we're trying to keep it that way and trying to monitor that situation. So encouraging anglers to clean, drain, dry their boats and their equipment, and anyone else who's going out on the lakes, just making sure you're being safe with that.
Hannah, do you know, I mean, obviously this is a great question for you. Why is that? What's happening up there that is keeping the zebra mussels out of that area?
I mean, a lot of it has been our messaging around, you know, you have to clean your boat. At Grand Sable Lake, we'll often put up a boat washing station. So a lot of messaging towards, you got to keep this clean. It's really special that we don't have this here. And a lot of it with invasive species comes down to luck as well. You know, they are kind of everywhere, unfortunately. So,
all right. And so you and I were speaking right before we started doing the interview. There's a very special anniversary also coming up this summer that you want to talk about. I love this spot. And this might be a spot, like, not to bury the lead, but this might be a spot that some people haven't actually even seen as they've come up to see the Pictured Rocks. So let's talk about Au Sable.
The Au Sable Light Station is a super special maritime site at Pictured Rocks. It sounds like you've been there. So you kind of get it. It's this very commanding white beacon of the shipwreck coast, we call it. And so it was established in 1874, 150 years ago. So we're celebrating that 150 years of continuous operation. It's still an operating light station to this day. It does have a LED marine beacon operating rather than the old Fresnel lens, but we're really stoked about that. So we'll be having tours there 7 days a week, as opposed to 5 days a week that we've been doing in previous years. And we also have some festivities being planned for the actual anniversary in August. We'll put out some more messaging about that as it gets a little closer.
Awesome. Now, one last question before I let you go. If people are coming up, like you said, some people come up once in a lifetime and get to experience this, and this might be their first summer or they're bringing family up. If people are coming up for the very first time, they're seeing Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore with fresh eyes. What is the first thing that they should do? And what's the best way that they can kind of take that in?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking to see the Pictured Rocks cliffs, which a lot of people are, the best way to do that is from the water. But Lake Superior is very strong and very powerful. So go with a guide if you're going to get out on the water, whether that's with the concessionaire, the cruise company that operates out of Munising, or a guided kayak tour. Those are going to be your best bets if you want to get out on the water and see the Pictured Rocks cliffs from the water. We really don't recommend you trying to go out on the lake on a recreational kayak that maybe you take around the inland lakes downstate. It's not really a great idea unless you have a lot of sea kayaking experience. So know your limits for sure. And then if you want to hike around the park, there's plenty of trails that you can hit. You can hit things as short as half a mile loop, like the Sandpoint Marsh Trail, or you can hike all the way through the park, the 42-mile North Country Scenic Trail. So just check out our website. We have information on all those trails, and so you can prepare for the trail that you want to hit.
All right, Hannah, give them the website one more time.
Yeah, so it's www.mps.gov/PIRO, like Pictured Rocks.
Awesome. Hannah Bradburn, thank you so much for the time. I promise you I will catch up with you in August, September, because I want to talk about Fuller. So we'll talk again in a couple months.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Talk to you then.